Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, where you learn what you need to know about how the world wants to work. And now your host, coworking space owner and trend expert, Jamie Russo.
Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, episode number 59. This is Jamie Russo. Thanks for listening. So today we're going to talk through 8 reasons to attend an industry conference and 4 ways to get the most out of one. Now, if you're a regular listener, you may be thinking that this is a bit self-serving of me. You probably know that one of the hats that I wear is the executive director of the Global Workspace Association, and we might just happen to have our annual conference coming up September 11th through the 13th in Miami. And if you haven't checked it out yet, you must do so, conference.globalworkspace.org. But the reason it's on my mind is because I know a lot of folks will send me notes wondering, you know, is this right for me? Should I attend? It's a big investment, right? You're buying plane tickets if you don't live in the Miami area. You're buying hotel rooms. You're buying a ticket to the conference. You're taking time out from work. So it's a big deal to go. And so I thought I would go through some of the reasons that I think you should, if you're not planning to go to a conference this year, and it doesn't have to be ours, of course, but any industry conference that's coming up, and I can mention a couple of them at the end of the episode, to think about budgeting for it for next year, both in terms of money and time, because I think it's one of the best things that you can do for your business. So we will jump into that in a minute. And then if you are planning to go, I thought I would talk about 4 ways to prep for it, because when you're making this investment, you want to make sure you get a return on that. And doing so means being prepared. So we'll help you with that as well. So hang in there. If you're already registered or planning to go to conferences and feel like you totally get the reasons to go, then there we'll talk through a few ways to be more prepared for the next one you go to. And before we get started, if you are starting a shared workspace, I am kicking off our 3rd cohort of flight groups to help you avoid making the mistakes that you might make by trying to do this by yourself. So we're trying to help you save time and money with our expert guidance. The first 2 groups started in April and May, and I love these calls. We have 2 amazing groups who are all sort of, you know, everybody in the group has a slightly different situation, slightly different area of experience and what they're working on. We have somebody who's franchising. We have somebody who's in a really small market. We have people who are starting spaces that are focused on mental health. We have such a great range, but those calls are just, they're like one of my favorite activities of the month to get the groups together. And we do a lot of prep to make sure everybody gets the most they can out of the call. We leverage people's input and experience, and we bring on experts to the call when we need to do that. So we're making some updates to the format, which will include some one-on-one time with me. And if you'd like more info about how they work, text the phrase flight group to 44222. You can also, we just had somebody message through Facebook. You're welcome to do that if that's easier. I know our Canadian friends can't necessarily text. I also got an email from someone from outside the US who's like, you know, your codes don't work for me. So sorry about that. So it's flight group to 44222 if you want to opt in via text or message through Facebook, or you can also email anytime, jamie@everythingcoworking.com. And I'll also include the link in the show notes. Okay, so let's jump into my 8 reasons to attend an industry conference, and I'm going to incorporate some stories that other folks have, so this is not just entirely my perspective. I prefer to do interview episodes because I think it's important to not just have my opinion. So I'll share some stories from other folks who have gotten some great value out of conferences and have shared that with me. So the first one is that industry conferences can really help you have a full picture of the big picture of what's happening in your industry. So often as business owners or whatever role you're in the industry, you know, you've got a good grasp on kind of your day-to-day view of the world, but there's a lot going on in the industry right now. And conferences can just be a great opportunity to get a longer view of what's happening in the industry. So what might be happening in the next 5 years, 10 years, to help you with your business planning and just the way you're kind of looking at what you're doing today and how that might start to evolve so that you're not taken by surprise when it starts to happen. especially, and I keep saying this, but especially in our industry, it is just amazing how quickly things are evolving. And one example of that, so one of my favorite, all of the sessions are going to be amazing at the conference, but one of them that I'm particularly excited about, because I think there are a lot of operators who see this coming, but then those who don't. And it's not necessarily certainly a fit for everyone, but I think it's one of those evolutions in our industry that it's important to be aware of it and understand what the implications are, which is commercial real estate asset owners getting involved in offering more flexibility in their portfolios. And what does this mean for operators? Many asset owners, however, will be looking to partner with operators who are out there to manage the flexibility in their portfolio. So they may partner with an operator to run a co-working space or another type of shared workspace. They may also look to that operator to really sort of be a part of the broader ecosystem of flexibility in their portfolios. So maybe managing additional flexible pieces of their portfolio, spec suites, and helping the other tenants of the building become more engaged in a community and have more access to flexibility. So we're definitely seeing a shift there. And I think for operators who are starting out or are looking to expand, this is an opportunity to do so with low capital. So generally in these models, the asset owner would fund the build out and the agreement or the relationship would probably have a management agreement. So the operator is being paid to manage the space. Maybe there's a brand licensing agreement if the operator has an established brand that's valuable. And these can, you know, take different forms, but that's a lot of what the panel will be talking about. And then we have a breakout session following that to kind of dig into those opportunities in a little bit more detail. So Ryan Simonetti from Convene's on the panel, Jeffrey Langdon from AOR is on the panel, and Mike Franson from Parkway, and he's an asset owner. So we're going to have a really nice broad variety of perspectives on what that's looking like. So I use that as an example because that's the type of thing that unless you're attending conferences, you just may not have access to those conversations until those types of things are well underway. And if you want to be on the forefront of that or understand what the options are and kind of how business models are evolving, then those types of conversations happen at conferences and you want to be there. So that's my first reason. Second reason, probably pretty straightforward one, but get perspective and inspiration. So, you know, we run our businesses on a day-to-day basis, and sometimes you just need to get out of your usual environment and get inspired by what other people are doing. So you kind of look at things a certain way and do things a certain way. You might manage your team a certain way. And interacting with other operators, other owners, listening to folks present during sessions, participating in workshops can help give you ideas and perspective that, of course, you'll want to filter through because not all of them will be a fit for your business. But it's just a good way to get sort of lots of downloads around what's possible and what others are doing and sort of help you think about things differently. And kind of on a related note, number three is conferences can really help you to reinvigorate your energy and passion for your business. Again, if you've been running a business for a while, or even if you're fairly new, but you've been doing it for a couple of years and you're starting to kind of get in the groove, you may sometimes, you know, just sort of lose that loving feeling for what you're doing. And there's nothing like a room full of other passionate business owners to reinvigorate your energy for the work that you do. And probably not every industry conference is like this, but I'll speak for our group. You know, the folks who are in this industry tend to really love it and have some sort of passion for it. And, you know, the energy at the conferences in this industry is super high and super positive, and the groups are really, really willing to share, which is something I love. And that leads me to number four. The fourth reason on my list is to help you solve specific business problems. So you may have some things that you're trying to figure out and that you've been struggling with, and maybe you feel like you don't need inspiration and you know, you're not super interested in sort of the bigger picture. But if you have specific things that are on your mind and you don't have the easy, you know, few people to call up and ask these questions, come to a conference because this is the place where you'll build those relationships and meet people that you can call when you're sitting at your desk and, you know, trying to work through something and you just need somebody else's opinion or someone to tell you how they do it. So you know, most conferences will have forums for you to get specific questions answered, especially in this industry. They don't tend to be all bigger picture. The other conference in the industry is the Global Coworking Unconference Conference, which is better known as JUICY. They do a big unconference forum that runs by crowdsourcing topics. So certainly you can, you know, put up anything you're interested in, and if there's enough interest around it, then they make it into a session. And then our conference, we are hosting, so in a formal sense, we're hosting an hour and a half Ask an Expert session on Wednesday. So, and there are also, I would just say in general, the folks that attend these conferences, if they're experienced, are more than happy to share and answer questions. If you go prepared with things that you want to ask, you'll not leave with your questions not answered. You just won't, as long as you're reaching out and going to the right forums and interacting with the other folks. And I, the other thing I think about conferences is, you know, there are a lot of people in this industry, and I think, you know, who've been doing this, who want to share their opinions. And it's important to know whether you think their advice is a fit for you and if they're a credible resource. And I think conferences are just a great place to go because the folks on stage are generally pretty well filtered or screened through some sort of conference committee or board or that kind of thing. You know, for our conference, the board is engaged in recommending speakers and then, you know, reviewing the agenda, and sort of, it's sort of a peer review process to make sure that the folks on stage are credible. So one story I would tell related to this, our president, Kane Wilmot, likes to share. He loves going to our conference. To him, there's nothing better than being, you know, in a room with hundreds of other experienced operators who know stuff that he doesn't know. And I would consider him to be a pretty experienced guy, but there are, you know, he's still newer to the industry and growing his business. And, you know, he shares, I think one of the first conferences he went to when he had opened his space, he was trying to figure out some accounting processes and trying to get his, you know, sort of bookkeeper situation, like managed the right way. And he was just struggling with a couple of things. And so he sat down with Scott Chambers from Pacific Workplaces, who's been doing, you know, this for years. And Scott shared with him their approach and gave him some advice. And Kane's like, you know, that paid for my ticket and my trip right there, because it was such a source of stress for him. And he could go home and, you know, he had a resource. And if he had any other questions, you know, Scott's more than happy to pick up the phone when Kane calls, because they've met in person, they've talked about the issue. So there's just a ton of value in both getting content from the sessions and also building those relationships that with people that you can call when something comes up. Number five. Actually, this is sort of related to number four. I started to kind of move into this, but I was, so no, my number five is even better than getting a few burning questions answered. It's building relationships with people that are either at your stage in business or even more experienced. So making friends that you can connect with. And, you know, this goes along with why a lot of us are in this business, right? We want people to feel like they're not alone. They're building a business inside of our spaces, and we want them to have the resources and the sense that they are not alone, because sometimes that's the most, you know, important feeling you can have. And that's what a conference can do for you, is, you know, you meet other operators who are doing the same thing you are. And it's just an amazing feeling to realize, like, look, my struggles are not unique. There are other people going through what I am, having days, hard days, great days, celebrating wins, you know, working through challenges. And so it's just amazing to meet those people. And I think most people in this industry would say they have a lot of actual, like, legitimate friends in this industry, which I think is really special. You know, when you do work that you love and then you have friends who do the same work and they also love it, it just can make for great relationships. And that's certainly happened for me. My very first conference I went to was JUICY in Austin, and I made fast friends with a few people who were there, two operators in Chicago, which is where I was living at the time. One was Mara Hauser, and the other was Nicole Vasquez. We happened to, I think, sit at the same table. And, you know, they're still friends, and I still talk to them. And, you know, I don't see them as often now that I'm not in Chicago, but we love going to events together and catching up. And if I need something, I can call them, I can email them. That's how I got involved in Lexi, the League of Extraordinary Coworking Spaces. And, you know, all the operators in that group I would consider to be my friends. So, you know, like I said, even better than getting specific questions answered can just be building those relationships and feeling like you have friends in the business. And then number six is, if you're getting started or you have a growth plan, you can get information that you need to build your business plan. So if you are looking to get financing, for example, you can get access to A, the big picture, which can help you have smarter conversations with lenders, investors. You can gauge the industry opportunities better, I think, in person than any other sort of online forum or articles that you're reading. And you can get access to data that can help your business plan or pitch deck. And of course, there's data out there. I've talked many times about our industry survey. You can get access to that, the full report if you're a member, or the executive summary if you're not. Just go to our website, globalworkspace.org, and you can opt into that. But most conferences will have some data that's presented. At our conference, we have a session on Wednesday with three presenters. I'm going to present some of the high-level data from the GWA industry survey. Jason White's going to present some data on his research that he's done on suburban co-working, and Instead Offices does an amazing research effort every year, and they're going to present some of their data as well. And then everybody will, of course, provide some presentation support. If you go to the conference, generally, so there's an app, we have an app, and we'll include the presentations for download as part of the app. So you can get access to actual data that can be really helpful for business planning. Number seven, to take it one step further, if you're looking for growth, you may also be able to meet investors. And they may not be easy to spot, but in industries like this one that are growing quickly, there are bound to be sources of funding looking for good operators. And of course, I have the full list of attendees for the GWA conference, and I can tell you there are lenders, investors, people looking for good operators that are attending. And we're launching our app next week, so everybody will be able to see, if you're attending, you'll be able to see the attendee list. But know that that's happening in this industry. So if you are in the market for expansion or funding, an industry conference can be a great place to make those connections if you don't have them on your own. And I have a personal story about that that I will share later on in my four ways to get the most out of the industry conference. So number eight on the list is, finally, attend industry conferences to see and be seen. If you have any interest in joining industry groups, taking on leadership roles, or getting a speaker spot at a future industry event, you have to show up and get to know folks that organize the events and run the groups. I had an email from someone who had some opinions about who was on our panels, which is totally fine. We're always welcome to feedback. And when you run an event, you'd better have some thick skin because everybody has an opinion about something that happens there. But she, you know, was sort of telling me, you know, about sort of her credibility and her experience and indicating that, you know, she thought she should be on a panel. And I didn't know her at all. I'd never met her. A, she sent me an email and started off by telling me something I was doing wrong, which is never a good way to get on someone's good side and get on a panel. But also, I just didn't, you know, I didn't know her. I didn't have any personal relationship with her. And of course, we source speakers and presenters from lots of different places, but generally it comes from some sort of personal connection with someone on the board, another speaker, you know, or the person running the event. So that's the best way. If you're interested in being a part of shaping the industry and taking on a leadership role, and that can be being on a committee, it doesn't have to be speaking, but go to the events and get to know the people who organize them and build those relationships. Otherwise, you know, it's harder to do. And again, it's an investment, but I just look at those things, I budget for them and think about them as professional development. You know, it's, if that's something you want as part of your career, you know, to be on panels and to speak and to just be really kind of engaged in the conversation around what's happening in the industry. Those are just, you know, things that you should be doing. You should be out and building those relationships and helping people get to know you. So that's my list of eight things. So now we're going to dive into, if I've convinced you to attend a conference, and again, this doesn't have to be for 2017, but it can be something you budget for 2018, four ways to get the most out of an industry conference. So number one on my list is you need to know what you want to get out of it. Know what your why is. And, you know, it can be as simple as I'm new and I want to see what an industry conference is like. And that's an okay reason to go, but know that you still won't get as much out of it as if you're just going to explore. It's a big investment, like we talked about earlier. Ticket, airfare, hotel, time away from the business. People you have to pay to take, you know, your time if you're actually working in the business. So you should have a few really specific objectives to get your return. And don't assume that that return will just be handed to you by the conference organizer. And I say this as a conference organizer. Sometimes when I get feedback, when we ask, we always ask for lots of good specific feedback, not good, but we ask for specific feedback at the end of the conference. And sometimes when I get it, I think, you know, this person is really relying on the conference to deliver their return. They didn't come knowing what they wanted to get out of it. And I think that's the responsibility of the organizer, is to bring really compelling content and speakers and try to really line up what's important in the industry that year and to deliver on that. But you still need to know what you want to get out of your attendance. So it can be a specific business problem that you want to solve. It can be people you want to meet. It can be looking for investment opportunities. Whatever it is, definitely know that you should own that and have that, you know, written down before you go. And I would also say, in terms of content, if you only sit and take in content from the presentations, you're probably missing like half to 75% of the value. From my perspective, the content's a framework to support the conversations that drive the value. So the content needs to be current and relevant and thought-provoking and inspiring and all those things that you're, you know, paying for to attend. But most of all, the conference should be designed to support interactions that allow attendees to get what you want out of the conference. So this year, we're doing, at the GWA conference, for example, we're doing a format where we have relatively short, nothing more than 45 minutes of general session stage time for presenters. And then we immediately go into breakout sessions based on those topics so that people can really dive into the things that are relevant to them and interact with the other attendees. So we're really trying to design for that, but you should still have your list of objectives laid out. Kind of related to that, but number two is know who you want to talk to. So most conferences these days have an app that has an attendee list, which makes it super easy to figure out who's there, what their role is, you know, where do they play in the industry, and do you want to meet them? So schedule some time to go through that and make some notes. Get the access to it, make a list. I use Evernote as it's one of my favorite productivity tools because it's so easy to access on my iPhone. So when I go to an event, I literally make a list of the people that I want to meet and put it in there. And this seems silly, like, can't you just sort of keep it in your head? I will tell you from personal experience that I've kept those names in my head and left events not having met very important people. You get to an event and, again, I don't, especially in our industry, you know, there's so much activity and so many people you want to see and so many new people every year. It can be hard to navigate that. I have a couple of examples. This year, I went to Juicy. We had been working with Staples, who was a sponsor of our financial survey, and I'd never met the woman who was our primary contact in person. She was at the event. I never spoke to her. And I did have her on my list, but I wasn't being as diligent as I could have been, even with that list. And I couldn't believe when I left that that had happened. One of our speakers this year, Dawson Williams, who was with Swearengin and is now with Common Desk in Dallas, he and I had talked several times before a Juicy a couple years ago. Same thing happened there. He was there. I was there. I never met him in person. I couldn't believe I left and that happened. So believe me, it can happen. So have your list to make sure you get most of the people that you want to talk to, because you really have to seek them out. You won't just bump into them, because conferences are big enough these days that you may not just like randomly sit next to somebody at lunch that you really wanted to talk to. Number three, know what sessions you want to attend. So I've also had this happen many times. You get to talk to somebody in the hallway, you're engaged in that conversation, you don't look at the agenda, and you've totally missed a really important session that you really wanted to sit through. So make sure you've looked at the agenda, which again will be in the app or on the website, and put it in your calendar and make sure you're paying attention so that you can get to those sessions. Because sometimes while I've said the interactions can be super, super important, you know, the content, you only get access to these speakers presenting the content once. And it's super expensive to record sessions and deliver them very well after a conference. So oftentimes that doesn't happen. So you want to make sure you're actually in the sessions that you want to attend instead of socializing in the hallway, as has happened to me too many times. And then number four, and I think this is an important one, it's a little bit squishy, but be prepared to get out of your comfort zone. Few of us are true introverts or extroverts. One of my favorite books is Daniel Pink's Drive, and he talks about the idea that most of us are ambiverts, which means we're somewhere in the middle. But this means that at some point, even if we think we're extroverts, we will get drained by the energy that conferences require. Long days, lots of interactions, lots of talking to people we don't know. And for many of us, you know, getting up the courage to talk to a stranger, if you're a bit of an introvert, that stuff can be hard. Even if you're an extrovert, it can be hard. So be prepared that conferences take a lot out of you, and know that this will happen, and be prepared to manage through it, and think about how you're going to manage through it, because otherwise you won't meet the people you want to meet, and you won't sit through the sessions you want to sit through, and you'll be exhausted and hiding in your hotel room. So if you try to plan through it, so give yourself, if you know that you are the type that needs a break from the action, look at your calendar, figure out what session you're willing to miss, or, you know, coffee break or whatever it is where you can take a break, maybe in your hotel room by yourself. Or, you know, go outside, take a walk. Most conferences are held in nice places. Ours is right on the beach in Miami. Go outside, take a walk on the beach, and just sort of, you know, collect yourself, give yourself a break. But if you let yourself succumb to your natural desire to withdraw from the crowds, you may lose out on some of the value of the conference. And so I kind of look at those 3 days as like, you got to suck everything you can out of that time with people and the amazing content. But it can be hard to get through all 3 days. It's like, you know, they say life's a marathon, not a sprint. Well, conferences are kind of like a sprint. They're pretty intense. So you need to give yourself some breaks if you need them, and plan for that. And also plan to don't overdo the evening activities so that you can make it to the events. We actually specifically planned two of the most compelling sessions for Wednesday this year, so to make sure people stay on relatively good behavior Tuesday night and show up on Wednesday. And I'll tell a personal story to close out of one of my experiences with almost losing the energy to keep it together and almost missing out on something that was life-changing for me. So it was at one of the Juicy conferences, and I think it was in Kansas City, but I might be wrong. And it was like the last day, and everybody'd been out late, and everybody's tired, and I was literally just ready to be done. And I was there, but I was standing in the back, and things hadn't quite started yet. And I was like, God, I just don't want to talk to one more person. I'm just tired, you know, kind of ready to go home. And it's not that I truly didn't want to talk to anybody else, but I was just losing energy to stay with it. And so I was standing back there, and this guy next to me, and I'm like, I should say hello. And so finally I stuck my hand out, and that person was Scott Chambers, who is COO of Pacific Workplaces. So we start chatting, and I was moving to the Bay Area at the time, and they were looking to get to know the co-working business better. And that was one of the reasons he was at the conference, and we were going to be geographically in the same place. And so we ended up making plans to meet when I was in the Bay Area, and we did. And Pacific Workplaces is one of the partners in Enerspace Palo Alto today. So imagine if I didn't have that conversation. And it was, I think Scott was in the same frame of mind. Neither of us really felt like we had the energy to do it. But we did it, and we powered through, and, you know, amazing things came out of that. And I'm sure there are a million other stories just like that. And I would say, you know, again, I'm sort of alluded to this in my 8 reasons to attend a conference. In my mind, interpersonal interactions and putting yourself, it's just why the same reason we tell people to join co-working spaces, right? Why working at home is not gonna, you know, help you get to where you want to be, especially as a business owner, is because you need to put yourself in the environment where serendipitous things can happen and things that you don't expect. You never no, right? So if you are at home and you're having interactions on social media, the same things are not going to happen that happen in person. They just aren't. You are not going to find an investor on Twitter. So amazing things happen when you're in person, and you just have to be willing to make the investment to open yourself up to those opportunities. And that's what I will close on. So plan in your budget for 2018 to attend an industry conference and make sure when you go that you are well prepared to get the most out of it. So thanks for listening today, and I hope I'll see many of you at the conference in September. And if not, then plan for 2018.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Everything Coworking. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on the latest trends and how-tos. Until next time.